I'm gonna set up. I really do have to. I have a couple things I have to do. You know, it's just one thing after another. Okay, so, I don't think we have any introductions today. Everybody knows everybody, so that's good. No new faces.
I didn't print any agendas. Did anybody bring any questions?
I got one, but.
I'll share one, okay. Thank you.
Okay. And, okay, so, a motion to approve the minutes from May 23. Is this that really the? That's the wrong date, right? Is that the, I guess that's the right date?
It is June.
It is June. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope this is recorded. May 23rd, 2023.
Does anybody have any changes before we do a motion on that?
Well, I think first approve it, then if there's changes, right, then this is where you say it.
No, you look for changes.
Oh, is there any changes? Is there any changes on the minutes? I didn't.
I wasn't here, so.
Oh, okay. But you got them. You got them to review them, right? And you didn't see any changes? You didn't have any? Okay. All right, then. Thank you, Ted.
No problem. I'll make that motion to approve the minutes or May 23rd as presented.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes have been approved. All right, so Wendy, this is you.
I'm gonna go quick because Tammy needs to go. But how do I get the slides to advance? Do I tell somebody or do you click it? Okay. Next one, and go to the next slide. I have a paper and a pen in front of all of you. If you'll take out your quiz, this is a fun quiz that was designed to make this interesting training on the Open and Public Meetings Act. I'll give you a copy just to look at. And we're just gonna go through it as a group. I think it'll go faster. So look at number one. Can you click it one more time for me? The question is, the legislative intent of the Open and Public Meetings Act is for public bodies to deliberate and act. How? Circle what you think and give me feedback. Yeah.
E, I have no idea.
Don't assess you that we're going through this.
We will. Yeah, we'll go together. Circle your answer and that you think, and then we'll see what the right answer is. But throw it out there. What are your thoughts?
I put D.
I put C.
C.
I put C and D.
Put A and C.
Okay. They're all great answers. Click it for me. Openly is the way the code says, and it's Open and Public Meetings Act. So yeah, it kind of went wrong. Okay, yeah. But transparently is good. Respectfully is good. Civilly is good. The act says this. Okay, if you'll click it one more time, we'll all do two together. So the question is, how is a quorum defined in the Open and Public Meetings Act? A, B, C, or D? What are your thoughts? Circle your best answer. And then we'll. And these all might be great definitions of a quorum, but how does the Open and Public Meetings Act define it? That's the tricky part. Okay, so the answer, y'all ready for the answer, or does somebody know what it is?
I don't know.
I think you answered it with one of the questions we had this week.
Maybe. I answered it in an email to you.
I got it.
Okay, so it is A. Answer, click it. Answer is a simple majority of the membership of a public body. And I thought this would be good to go over really quickly for this group because we have Kyle who is kind of heading up the trails portion, right? And tonight, later on your agenda, as you see it was revised, Camille is also gonna maybe start an arts portion, right? Don't know if that's gonna be subcommittee or what, but if a simple majority of the membership of the public body is in attendance, then a quorum is there and we fall to the rules of the Open and Public Meeting Act, which means we have to have an agenda, we have to notice it for the public, we have to take minutes, we have to record the meeting. All of those things apply. That's why we kind of have the trails group meeting at the same time as you guys are at the end of your meeting, so that all that stuff is already happening. The trails group could meet if you only had, so right now your board has is a quorum. So Ted is on that committee, Kyle, Camille, and Jeff, that's four. And Peter probably wants to be. So then that's five, right? But if we only had a few less, then you wouldn't have to hold them in conjunction with this meeting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Arts committee, we're gonna talk about that later in this meeting. You're gonna make some decisions there. But we have some people who aren't even on this board. And maybe one person does it. They can have their meetings whenever they want and come talk to you guys. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, I just wanted you to understand why we couldn't allow that trail subcommittee to meet separately on their own, because there were a majority. There was, you know, too many people that were part of the public body. And even Stan, another council member,
and you can't just like say I'm not acting as I'm just a friend of Peter's.
Yeah. If you make up the board, then no.
Well, and I'll just, that's how I think that's really helpful. But the flip side is, I think if smaller than a quorum,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
wants to just chat about something,
yeah,
and even kind of work through some things and then bring it back to this bigger group, you could do that. You don't
for
have to agendize
sure.
that.
For sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
You just can't have four or more of this group or city council groups or whatever, right? A quorum. You just can't have a quorum to do that. So yes, exactly. All right. Sorry. That was the longest one. And now we'll go on. Click it for me. Number three, circle your best answer. How soon do approved minutes need to be posted for the public? So you just approved some minutes tonight. I have to post them to the world within a certain time period. What do you think?
A.
Okay, let's put the answer. It is, I believe, A. Good job. Within 3 business days after approving them at an open meeting, which we're having now. Okay, click it for me again. Number four, what is a justifiable reason you may want to hold a closed meeting? Circle your best answer. What are your thoughts?
I'm Peter.
Okay, click
I'm not
it.
Doing very good.
It is D. A strategy session to discuss pending or reasonable imminent litigation. For municipal entities, there are a few reasons why we could close a meeting. That's one of them. So I listed here the code and the different reasons we could hold a closed meeting. There's several more. So A, C, D, E, and F typically apply to municipal government. B is about collective bargaining. We don't really do that. And G through T are not common municipal reasons. They're for other boards, other groups, okay? All right, click it. Number five, I think. How much time is required to notice a public meeting? I love it because they all say almost, they all say the same thing, right? Except for that B thing, right? A, C, and D essentially say it. But anyway, click it. Let's see the answer. D, all of the above. And this is the code. It says they shall not less than 24 hours or at least 24 hours. And if you have regular meetings, so you guys meet usually monthly, but not always. Sometimes you get some time off here or there. So we don't publish an annual meeting schedule for this group, but we could if we wanted to. I just have to cancel meetings if meetings got canceled and post a notice about it. So for now, we post an annual meeting notice for the City Council and the Planning Commission. Okay, six, how often is a public body required to be trained? I was hoping someone would pick C. All right, it is B, annually. And the chair of each group is supposed to ensure it happens. So thank you very much for allowing it to be on the agenda, too. Number 7, what is something that does not need to be recorded in the official minutes? Good, good answer. D is the correct answer. It doesn't need to be verbatim. Carmen thanks you, or thanks the state legislators, but it doesn't need to be verbatim. But the substance of all matter proposed or discussed or decided needs to be included. Or a brief summary, that type of thing. Okay, go to the next one, and it's 8. Which of these is not a requirement for electronic meetings? So this is kind of new since COVID. COVID changed a lot of things with meetings. All of a sudden, electronic meetings became a thing. So what are your thoughts? Anybody think they know or are brave enough to share what you picked? Okay, D, that isn't the right answer, but that is something that just changed last year. The legislators made that change to the Open and Public Meetings Act, where now if you have an electronic meeting, if there's not a unanimous vote, then it needs to be by roll call so they can distinguish who made that vote. Okay, but so you can click it forward. B is the right answer. You don't always have to have an anchor location. Because of COVID, now there is an exception. So if the place you were meeting has been condemned or whatever, and there's a reason, an earthquake, some reason you can't hold it there, then you can let the public know it'll be an electronic meeting, and you have to provide a place so they can participate. But also the chair has to put out a public disclaimer, I guess, that for the next 30 days, these meetings won't be held at that particular place. So those are just some of the rules since COVID changed things. Okay, number 9. Which of these would not be a public meeting regulated by the Open and Public Meetings Act?
A.
A is good.
B, C.
B is good.
A.
C is good. D is best. Okay, answer is D. So the Open and Public Meetings Act, in code it says, this chapter does not apply to any chance meeting or social meeting. But what we encourage public bodies not to do is discuss city business during those events, if they were at an event like that. Because those should be done in the open, deliberations should be held in a public meeting format. So, all right, next. Number 10, what must be included on an agenda? Good job. Just seeing if you're all paying attention. See? Lots of things, but A is the correct item. You don't have to have action items on an agenda. You could just have a business meeting and not take any action at all. Just have some discussions.
But if you have action items, you got to put them on there,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah. If you have action items, they should be on the agenda. But what you need to have on your agenda, if you have to publish a public notice that includes an agenda, then you have to have reasonable specificity so that the public knows what you're talking about and if they were interested in coming. That's kind of the point of that. Okay, that was it. Did anybody get 10 out of 10? Oh, they already took the test. Linda would have too.
You better get 10 out of 10 if you've taken the test.
This is the first time I took it.
Does anybody have any questions?
I got 6
like
and a half.
Something that wasn't clear or that you're like, I don't get this. Why is that not this way?
You have prizes for us anyway?
I totally have prizes for you. Because even if you didn't get 100%, we hopefully learned the correct answers. And next time you'll be like David and John, who took this test at the city council meeting.
Even though we crumbled, is that what you're going to say?
So worth coming.
So thank you for your time. And now you can move along.
No, it was great.
I guess two answers.
There you go.
Thanks, Randy.
Well, if that somebody works, then just guess 4.
Well, and thanks for being willing to move things around and when we add things to your agenda.
Thanks.
So
oh, yeah.
You're awesome.
I got like a C minus.
Okay, Public Works, David, that's you. I think, no, it's.
Yeah, well, David's got the.
Yeah, you've got the slide.
Have enough?
Well, so I just threw, just a couple of these were slides from last month, again, just kind of, I don't remember where I left it last time. Woods Cross has asked us to get some more solid numbers on this. So that's where that dog park's at. We're just trying to lock down some prices, because just like everything, sticker shock, I think, for everybody. Free land, even, it's still expensive to build something like that. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for the help on these days, and just my guys, our guys as well. Juneteenth and Pride. Do you like that?
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'm legit 100%.
Legit 100% too.
I did it last week.
Have you corrected your answer?
I didn't correct my answer.
Hey, you're
look at that.
Seriously.
You have to go in my circle,
really. They both got you right.
Did you choo choo?
Oh. No. You should have asked me. So anyway, those went well. Thanks to everybody who showed up last night too. It was fun. And just as far as an update, that's all we're doing right now is our ongoing joke with Linda is we got was it Twitter? What was it on?
It was Facebook or Instagram.
That it takes a couple of phone calls to run Liberty Fest.
Okay, I can just throw that together. And
yeah, you guys can just put it. So this is our week. We got maps after maps and just everything that goes into that plan. So
wow.
This is what Public Works is doing right now. So that's all we got.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you.
We're not stressed. We're not worried about it. So that's all we really have.
There's I brought, if you guys want. This is just kind of a bird's eye view of this
picture. So. Oh, I did have it on here. So I talked to Stan last night at Pride.
Yeah.
He is planning on helping. How many more people would need
to help?
You
got some memories.
Yeah. We got the
same.
We still need 10.
What I didn't know if Ellen was including Brian and Stan in his numbers. So we
do need volunteers to help with.
I sent everybody an email tonight before.
I'll post mine
with
today.
Some specifics, so of where we need people. So I don't know if that's is that right now on your schedule.
Yeah, it's still.
Or is that down on 23 events planning?
It can be now.
As far as like, assignments.
You can say it.
Well, David.
I didn't put it in the slides. What you sent. I got it too late.
No, that's okay. I realized that.
Well, I figured I would copy it and put it on mine and see if I have some things to do it.
I know Ken and Wendy send out things for me, but we still have areas that we need help with. So specifically. On Saturday morning, we need people to help cut fruit and muffins, and we need a couple of people to be there for the packet pickup. It's for those that pre-registered but aren't able to pick up their packets at City Hall on Thursday, which tends to be a big group. So they come at between 6 and 7 and get their packets and t-shirts. So we need a couple people to do that. And then I think I put down 5 people for muffins and fruit. Probably 3 is sufficient on that. And then, was that it for Saturday morning? Then Saturday night, we need two more people to help with registering the cars as they come up. Basically, it's just taking the registration pages. And if they haven't filled out a registration, we have a colored piece of paper that they are supposed to put in their windshield and then walk around after the show gets started and collect those from them. It's got a QR code, or they can fill it out by hand, but then we just need to collect those. The reason that's important is because we don't charge anything for the registration, but there's a little liability waiver down at the bottom that anyone who participates in the car show needs to fill that out. Last year, it came in handy as somebody wanted to sue us for their car getting blown or something. So the attorneys was very grateful that we had them sign that. So that's why that's kind of important. And then the other volunteers, I think five more beyond that, about, I think it might be seven, but that those assignments will come between now and then. I don't know if we know who's doing what.
I CC'd you on that. He hasn't responded.
Okay. So there's a volunteer meeting at 3 p.m. on Saturday, just before the event. The cars start coming at 4. The cars are all supposed to be in place between 4 and 5:30. So there's the volunteer meeting is just at 3 to kind of make assignments and explain things, and then the cars start coming. I need some help decorating for the Big West Oil. They're a huge sponsor this year, and as part of that sponsorship, we are hosting their summer employee party as part of Liberty Fest. So we are feeding them at the clubhouse on Saturday night. They'll have wristbands, and they get to use the bounce houses and face painting and photo booth and stuff, but we need to kind of, I just need some help decorating for that. And then I think the only other thing I have on there is cleaning up Monday night. If anyone's already going to be up there at the golf course, we still need help with that every year, because golfers are scheduled there on the course at 6 in the morning. I don't know what time they come in, but so we always need to stay until the golf course is ready to golf. So
what's a typical completion time that you've had in the past?
You know, for these guys who then haul off garbage and bury the cans and things, it's longer, bless their hearts. For just gathering garbage with gloves and bags and things, I feel like we're usually gone in an hour and a half. You know,
can't get out of there anyway.
That's what I was gonna say. Really, by the time we pick up garbage, then it's easy to get out of there. So,
and it's not too bad.
No,
it's not bad.
No. I haven't responded, but my two boys and I will help on Saturday or on Monday night.
Okay.
You got my note, Linda.
On Saturday at like I think I put 3 or something, but.
So my son is volunteering for something at some point, and I thought I'd tag on along with what he's doing, but he's part of the at Hatch Park working in the mornings with the rec stuff, and they asked for them to
they've got lots of assignments.
Yeah.
So yeah, with
maybe I'll do
the
it separate.
And,
okay. Do you have any of your bike team? Can they need hours? Can they help on Saturday?
Yeah. I can ask. There's a lot of people gone because of the force.
Well, sure, but they
yeah, we can ask.
You guys have like 90 members.
Yeah. We can ask.
They certainly could. They'd be good helpers.
And I'm in for the cleanup, and I'm signed up to drive on the car show. Not a car, drive a little cart. To
yeah, I'm like, that's how do I sign up for that?
Yeah.
Who's going to let me drive their car?
The larger golf carts that we rented,
yeah.
you're helping on Saturday night with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Saturday. Yeah, I think we're doing it Saturday and Monday.
But I did post it from on mine. I'll see if I get any hits for that for you, because I'm sorry, because I can't be there on Saturday, but I will be on Monday, which isn't a lot of help, but I wonder if we could get some help with the bike team, with parents or kids, because I know they need volunteer hours.
I know you've done a lot, and I've got Dallas is doing pictures for us at all three events, so.
And the details of what you need is in that full email, right?
Pretty close.
But it's on here. You have one of these that's on there too.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't.
But the only thing that doesn't have the exact details is the car show, and that's because we haven't specifically said what each volunteer is doing yet on that.
It's 2 hours of madness, and then it's nothing. Really, it's four to six. It's just getting those cars moved.
So, are the volunteers needed much after the show starts?
No.
Because at the end, it's the police department's really directing traffic and you guys. So
really, we're looking from 3
really
to 5:30 or 6.
I would say 3 to 6 to 6:30, and then I think that's really
So if anyone's a jewel thief, that means when the police are busy there, that's when you go.
It's true. Well, that and when everybody's at fireworks.
Yeah.
It's true. The whole city's there.
go get your spandex up. Yeah. Ski mask.
True.
So we were just gonna ride our bikes up.
And that's great. Remember,
just live on green. I got that one right.
More than most people's cars.
Yeah, I put my bikes on the car, and it's like still the bike, and it's moving.
Yeah, get to independence. That'd be great to coordinate the bags and gloves and all that. Maybe get that beforehand.
Actually, on the cleanup, everyone, if you're just there on the east side by the pro shop store, we're going to have gloves, boxes of the gloves, and bags. So just go to the
this is the meeting area.
Yeah, we have a map, and then we'll be assigned a zone. So, like, okay, you take this zone to clean there and make sure we can.
Whoever gets that one has to swim in the lake. Yep.
With the nose last year.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. That's always a big thing for the city, but it's always so well attended. And
these are great events. I mean, I truly love them. If I didn't have to be so involved in planning, I mean, they're really, once I'm there and enjoying them, it's really cool. And the community just loves them. It's really, they're
well, and there's so many that actually come and schedule their family around that, like reunions and things. So it's big. I mean, it is a big deal.
Yeah,
it really is. Is that all you have?
Yeah.
You guys? Not all you have. That's I know it. How big it is. Please don't take that in light. I mean,
he
that.
Doesn't do nothing. It's
all right. I know. That's on record. All right, Ted, do you have anything from City Council?
Yeah, two quick items. One about Hatch Park. Sorry, I'm not beclamped or anything. Hatch Park, the budget for that project is 16 plus million. The council approved the movement of $5 million, roughly, from the Redwood Road CDA, stands for Community Development Area, I think. $5 million from that area transferred over to help fund that $16 million Hatch Park project. So it's a fairly long story, but the original concept for how much money would be spent in the Redwood Road area will be met. So the original concept for expending funds in that area is not going to be shortchanged, mainly because the revenue was bigger than anticipated in the Redwood Road area. So just a heads up on that, one. And then two, the general plan process, which is notable for us because it will include trails planning and other bike planning needs in the city, has been funded in majority by UDOT, and the council approved the contract for that at the last meeting. So two quick updates. Do you know anything you want to add in on the mix on that?
I actually should have probably said I was talking to Heidi about it before the meeting off the record, but the Hatch Park RFP went out this week.
That's everything, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. There is going to be pickleball courts in there, right? I can't tell you how many people ask about that. It's so funny. It's crazy.
You can tell them. We have the pickleball court in Hatch Park.
Oh, there is one there? I did not know that.
It's a basketball court. It's really a sport court, but it is a pickleball court.
That's east of the
well.
Playground? I did not
you
know
just
that.
Need to bring your own net. The other thing is both the all the tennis courts, you know, that they're redoing up
in the tennis springs.
That those will have pickleball lines, and then we're also doing the Hatch Park lines as pickleball lines.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
We're gonna start this week on tennis springs.
Oh, really?
Everybody's already wilding out. So yeah.
Apartments on that center street, where
they're getting it right now from the basketball because I see lots of people using that.
And I would think more for that than
it's not even
pickleball.
A gentle one. It's way more than that.
Of the two plans for Hatch Park, where did pickleball? I guess which one did you choose? I think they were down close to center, weren't they?
Yep.
That will be so fun when that's done. That'll be great.
Still never play.
It's a hard scoring game, I think. Once you get it, you're fine. But
it's like table tennis.
It
on a big.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good explanation.
I was gonna ask about for the chair updates. I was gonna ask about the parks, the updated. You know, like the renovation parks that they were doing, did they just get started?
Yes, they're almost complete. I don't know if they got the artificial turf, but all the playgrounds are installed.
Awesome.
They were just finishing up the prep for the softball material last week.
Caleb had an artificial turf.
Did it?
On Sunday.
So they must have.
The fence was still
they going. Might be done.
They might be done.
We might have to hold one of our meetings at one of those parks. Anybody on the committee have anything other than what's coming on? The events planning that are coming, let's not do it this month because we have like the fall events that are coming, but we don't really have, unless anybody has their, Dallas isn't here for his photo. And such, so I guess we could skip number 7. Any action items that we need to review? Just gonna go quick, this is awesome. All right, Camille, looks like number 9.
Okay, well, I said I was off by 5 minutes. Dan said he would be here by 10 minutes to the hour, just to be here as well. I was gonna say Stan Thurman, the same thing as Stan Thurman.
So, I know our guest, but do you want to introduce yourself?
He's a speaker in Washington, D.C. in like 1800s. Okay, go ahead. Me, and I am Amy Ambler. What else
is
this?
Artist.
I grew up in North Salt Lake. My parents are Stephen Wendy Mosman. And so, I'm
you look just
too.
Like your mom. Now that you say that.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm just. I'm excited to hopefully be a part of the arts subcommittee, so get some more activities going on in North Salt Lake. So. And we also have Laura Call. I don't know if that she might be here tonight, but she can't be here after 7. But that's right, she was the after 7. Mm-hmm. And then Jeanette Todd, and she had family thing come up. So there's those three, and I think Stan reached out to you, right?
Stan Porter.
Mm-hmm. Stan Porter, and also to Laura Call. And I met Jeanette at one of their events. So they were excited. I think we're all excited to be part of North Salt Lake. It's an exciting place to be. The reason why I think this committee, I let this committee know that I'd be searching out some art support for events that need more support, as well as an eye on, you know, how we can continue to do really beautiful things in the city. Tend to have some information coming from that direction. I think we can use some attention to art in our city. When Stan Porter asked me to serve on the Arts, Parks, and Trails Committee 7 or 8 years ago, he did tell me the name of it was Arts, Parks, and Trails, and I think that's where I got my bee in my bonnet about making sure that we said it was way back when. So, and so he knew that I have an arts interest, and so did Lisa Baskin. So Lisa asked me, she very much knew that I had the interest to have this focus on the arts as well. So let's see, we're going to discuss this and discuss if it's a subcommittee similar to trail subcommittee, or is there any other concern about what to do or what to call us, what you'd like us to do?
What's your hope?
I was going to ask that. What are your goals?
Yeah. We'd like to meet with Allie. I thought she might be able to be here tonight to go over the master plan, just so we could see what the big picture is for the city and see how be informed about that and inform possibilities of public art, sculpture. I know Laura was interested in seeing how to involve maybe more mural size art with a similar mural fest to South Salt Lake, something like that. But I know it just doesn't, what we don't want to do is just seem like it's a blank check to say we want to do this and this and this and this, but we do want to work together with this group, with the health and wellness group, and really find the heart, the art of our city.
I had someone ask me 2 weeks ago, a resident, if we had any plan for murals because he wanted to be involved in painting a mural.
I don't know if any of you have been to that mural fest in South Salt Lake, but
pictures.
It's pretty cool. And I mean, I think it could be a lot of fun and something that we could, you know, draw attention to North Salt Lake. Just finding different things, like, you know, Bountiful has the sidewalk, the chalk art festival, finding some things like that that can really make North Salt Lake draw people here.
I love that idea a lot. And the murals in South Salt Lake are really fantastic.
Right.
No.
St. Louis has really cool ones too. Yeah. We just went to Mark Twain's and they have them all over on buildings that were
right.
Yeah.
I've already got a mural in my backyard.
Yeah.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are great at coloring the walls.
Right?
They get triangles all over inside your house.
Well, I like what all of you have said about how to get people to come to North Salt Lake, and I know that's in the mayor's marketing plan, is how to bring people to events or sports or hiking. And we've always been a destination place. North Salt Lake has always been, or that's our history, I guess I should say. We were a stop on the Bamberger Railroad, and we are a destination place, and I think that would be fun to explore that a little more too.
So my only question of all the subcommittees is, and this applies to all subcommittees, my question is, are we trying to just distribute the work or just create more involvement? Like, I just want to make sure that.
Yeah, and I have a thought on that, but I mean, I think it's a question for all of us, but
yeah.
My thinking is, I don't know if we need to call them a subcommittee or not.
Right.
I'm not really sure. But for me, the idea is, you know, we ought to, if we're Parks, Arts, Recreation, and Trails, we ought to attend to some of those in a little bit of depth on occasion.
Right.
You know, go deep on trails
every now and then, maybe twice a year.
Right.
Go deep on arts maybe twice a year. And when we do that, I think it's helpful to have to stretch our group of people that inform that conversation.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Because that's, I mean, in, on the other boards that I serve, it's exactly that, where we bring in those experts to just sort of help the committee, help the board understand. And it's not, I don't know, it just creates a lot of meetings and a lot of churn and confusion sometimes that I've seen. And so that's why I ask. So, because it applies the same thing to the Trails Committee, like, or the Trails Subcommittee. Like, are we complexifying government? Are we making it more accessible to, and we want to make it more accessible, I think is the goal, right? So that we're open. So,
like Wendy said, the best thing you could do is have your Trails Committee with a fewer, someone, one or two people should bow out of the trail, the subcommittee, then, so that you've got a representative that's on the, that's part of the Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Board, but then you're out with a committee of citizens, residents, and you're meeting and talking trails, so that it's not necessarily part of this, because it takes
a
lot of discussion.
Then it becomes a quorum, and then it becomes...
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of same thing. So if Camille is then spearheading arts, then she kind of has this subcommittee, but it'd be better if they can just meet and do their thing, but then she comes back to and reports to the Parks, Trails, Arts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
well, and we do the same thing with other boards, is those things that do need attention, it's a deliberate thing to where, this is the purpose, and there are specific board members assigned to come back to the board and say, this is what we've discussed.
Yes.
Now, as part of that public board, now we've got to vote and put the
so
record.
So who's on the Trails Committee?
Who's not?
Okay.
Why it became what it became.
Everyone be altruistic and say, I will bow out of that trail. I heard her say that. So only two of you can be on it, right?
I'll bow out, it's fine.
I think we can have up to three. No more than that.
Okay.
So how many are on the PTAR total? Nine?
Seven.
Eight? Seven?
Yeah.
So up to three.
Get that.
And that was just a suggestion from the Peanut Gallery. Clearly,
I'm
just trying to point
so
out
when
the logic.
So the last two meetings we've had, we had Allie and we had, satellite maps and like the plan from UDOT, and I was like, there's no need for me. Like everyone was very familiar with the trails, and it was more than qualified to handle it, and my participation was not necessary, and so I'm totally fine.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's totally fine. I think it's in far better hands than I can do. So yeah.
So does that get us where we need to be?
Yeah. Now for me, it's a question. I think trails. There's a lot of money that's going to flow through trails, but I think ultimately the governing body of the city is here, not the actual Trails Committee.
It's
right?
Not even here. So
it's actually
this,
the city.
Yeah, this is the Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm
so
saying
that,
there's
yeah,
so many
you get too
depths.
Many levels, but ultimately, then Ted takes the recommendations from this board back to the City Council for action on anything cost-related, finance-related.
Yeah. Looking at the list, I think, so we've got Ted, Camille.
Well, and I just treat me as I can flex in or out. I'm okay to step aside, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also would love to be there.
Right.
I mean, I'm interested in that subject matter. I want to be there.
Yeah.
I'm fine to step away. So.
Or you could make it a chance meeting. You're having a chance meeting, you happen to run into the trails.
I love that you're so involved with it. It's valuable that you're there.
I have Ted, Camille, Kathy, who's not part of the committee, Stan, Jeff, Allie, TJ, Dr. Daniel, Peter, and think. Yeah. I think we're good. You, Peter, and I.
And so I guess I'm hearing with these subcommittees, there's a frequency and an urgency about them when they meet. So depending on the subcommittee, they can decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you don't have a quorum, you guys do it and then you come back and report if there's things that then this group can help with or you know, be involved with.
One of the urgencies that I have is to get the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater some signage on it. And I just keep, I mean, I know that doesn't sound like what you signed up for, but that's something that's on my list.
Sorry,
City
Hall.
City Hall. It needs a sign.
Is that the one by City Hall?
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So, I thought the other day we're putting signs or
rocks
that designate our parks, because it's been a long time since our parks have had any signage. Most of them haven't. So, we're doing that. Did the amphitheater come up at all in those discussions?
No, we're just trying to just chunk away out when we have money. So, that's one that definitely you could just do a rock.
Is that one already on the list? To just more signage.
I just want to know how to.
What was like the signage that you guys approved last year? It's like the city center signage.
Yeah.
But Hallie can talk about that better than me.
But, presentation.
Because it is it is part of the town center.
So I don't know if like they would want. I don't know if they would want like a rock designating that. They'd rather match their stuff.
But it's also on City Hall property, so then, you know, would you make it so that it fits with the building signage too?
Yeah.
So those are probably things we need to discuss, and that's what you're asking is, okay,
how do we discuss it?
Yeah.
So in the arts subcommittee, would we be also focusing on branding of the city? Because that's sort of what I'm hearing as well.
No, I don't think
fonts, how things are.
They have a brand.
There is an established brand. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Tammy, I'm asking too many questions.
No, you're okay.
But, I mean, that sort of goes into
I would say probably not. I mean, maybe down the road, but I mean, from what I hear, you're looking at external beautification and more
installations
throughout the city, right?
But to definitely know what the plan is so we can.
Please do.
Be informed.
Yeah,
hi, Stan.
Hi.
Hey,
Amy.
We're talking about it, right?
Oh, yeah, we're almost done.
So, okay. So because I can't shut up, I guess from my experience, the path needs to go to Ted or Stan, and you say, what can you guys, how do you feel about getting some identification signage on the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater? This is what we recommend. And then Ted or Stan says, okay, that's probably something we should maybe discuss, and somewhere it goes from there.
I'm not a stickler too much for structure, but I will say that if there are things that have a budgetary implication, it's nice for, you know, them to be added onto the agenda or emailed to this committee in advance, and that this group talks about it, can be really short talk, and then there's a vote, and then I can take that and say, Parks and Arts said, we like that idea, and there was, you know, a motion and it passed. And then it's as clear as can be, right? And because What's harder is if there's a conversation and the it wasn't called, the point wasn't called, and then I don't know what to do exactly, right? So I think that's what this group can do, is just kind of bring ideas from people that are thinking about it and that care a lot about it, and then we make a clear recommendation.
So mechanically, to establish that budget, would that be working with staff to figure that out?
Yes.
It can be that, yeah. And I mean, okay. I don't even, yeah.
And it may not be RFP worthy, but it probably is. What's the spitball? I mean,
yeah.
How exact? Right.
I don't think we need to have exact numbers in order to take an action where it needs to be taken.
If we say each rock costs $500 with the font, with everything.
But I also, but I also think ideas would be helpful too. Like a visual that you're looking at or thinking up, even if maybe you have three different ideas that we, because maybe none of us have an idea of what you want, and maybe you have an idea, and we're going to say something totally different, and what you're thinking, we're going to go off base, and that would not make you happy or us happy, you know? So
some of what I've seen is, and you can even insert pictures from the internet, like if we're saying, hey, we want murals, and this is what it would be, you have three examples of the sizing, and then you say, this is a good place in our city for that, and that's what would define a good resolution for city council, right?
Or that at least needs to be incorporated into the general plan.
Right.
I just don't want to see staff left out of the equation.
But I was going to say, because this is what you do.
This is an advisory board, right? And so I think it's like you guys get the ideas, and then staff makes it happen. And so once it gets out of here, you don't have to really worry about it, because it will be staff taking it to city council for approval and staff executing the plan. So that's where I just don't want to see, like, if we're doing a signage plan, I don't want it to go from this committee to execution,
to vendor.
Right? To like building it and not have any input from the development review committee that has planning and public works and everybody in it that needs to know about things like that.
Absolutely.
And not have such a far-fetched plan that you can't accomplish.
Right, and we have to get it into our budgets.
Absolutely.
And then go to the city council for approval, so just make sure you're including.
Sounds like concept to budget with staff proposal. And then approval of this committee, and then back to staff.
Like you guys can get the ideas, instruct staff to come up with some ideas and bring it to you. You guys say, this is what I like, and then that's what we bring to the city council.
So I was going to say, once you get some ideas, it might be best to talk to staff to give us the ideas before we say, okay. I mean, because you've got to know that you can do it before we say, this is a great idea, and then you go back and you're like, this is not a great idea.
Yeah,
and it could be that they bring ideas here, and then that kicks off the staff review that, yeah, we can see about this, and I don't know, that may,
I don't know.
I like that idea. Because
then it's a clear, then there's a clear discussion where you can help guide it.
Yeah, we need your guys' ideas, because we're burnt out. So we need the ideas from you guys, and then we can bring it back with some recommendations or some ideas, and then you guys can make a recommendation.
Laura Kahl, would you like to introduce yourself? Like,
I'm Laura Kahl.
I guess, I don't know, neighbors with Stan too, that's who introduced me to.
Yeah, we go back a long ways.
I lived in North Salt Lake some 35 years ago. For 11 years, well, starting 35 years ago, for 11 years, then we moved to unincorporated Davis County. And without moving, I'm back in North Salt Lake.
Yay!
And I had no problems with it. I did not sign the petition to not do it, throwing that out there. So
even those people who did sign the petition, we still love them.
Okay.
And she's an artist.
We hold no ill will.
Yeah.
And she's an artist. I have one of her originals in my house now. And as well as Jeanette B. Todd. If you know Jeanette, she's also signed up with this group. I think we are art subcommittee, and I can explain. So we'll get to meet Jeanette another time. Thank you so much. It's really exciting to be a part of. Stan, sorry, be part of a way to make a little more attention to the arts and.
Sure. We've got a lot of ideas we've kicked around over the years, and just because we didn't have a focus on it, all we've never really done a lot. But I know you're talking about the Veterans Memorial Park, but I don't know. Sacred Rock connection. Was that part of your idea?
No, no, that sounds like, no, we haven't had a chance to have our idea yet, but,
oh, okay.
But I guess a rock would be protocol for parks that we have right now, but maybe not for downtown, okay. City Hall.
Well, I know with part of the original project had, we talked about putting plaques up like they did over there, mm-hmm. at the Bountiful one. So that was just one idea. I mean, it never came to fruition in the sense that we didn't follow through with it, I guess. But
we get it named, or get it, we get it named, but we didn't get signage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we also talked about some historical element in the park there.
Which one's the Veterans Park?
Patch Park.
Oh,
that's
it's
a, sorry, sorry, sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's attached to City Hall.
City Hall.
Oh. Okay. A thought on that, my nephew in Michigan created a veterans memorial at a local park. I don't know if you, for his Eagle Project, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's something you want to throw out to Eagles in the community, have them do it.
Well, we kind of have it.
We have
it done, but we wanted to add on to it originally.
Yeah. It's really
famous design. We did as much as we thought we could at the time, and we kind of got burned out and didn't do more. But we did talk about some historic stuff, and some of the things we threw out in the meetings we had were, you know, the Bamberger's right there, and we could maybe get a piece of the Bamberger and stick it there in the park. You know, that was one of the thoughts. Yeah, there's lots of different pieces. Some were real expensive, and some wouldn't be too much. You know.
What was the name of the Bamberger station?
North Salt Lake.
North Salt Lake. Or Salt Lake Bamberger Station. Right.
That's
on
what I thought. I just.
Right, sorry, on the front of the building.
I wasn't sure.
I was super excited to answer.
It was also the North Salt. It was also the main yard. So it wasn't just the station. It was the whole operation was there.
Oh,
I noticed,
yeah.
One of the Hatch Park designs looked like the main yard. So it's kind of, I was digging that. The one that has more of the half moon shape. It just kind of looks like the main yard. But Sam, we're also going to work on the mile, 1 mile signage.
Well, good, because that's been on my list for
I know
years.
She put it online, so I haven't forgotten it. But I need direction on signage, so I'm asking for help from.
How many people like the idea of murals and kind of exploring a mural presence in North Salt Lake? That idea Amy put forward.
Laura, actually.
Oh. Laura, thank you.
She just wasn't here.
All right, any like, feel like, not so much? Any other views on that? Okay.
Are we on this agenda item? Sorry, I came in late and I don't know where I'm at because I have a whole presentation.
Oh, great.
So I feel like I should give the presentation before you
action
to all
of this. Okay. So I'd asked Allie to come and I guess
sure.
The master plan is what you're
doing.
The master plan and the grounding away from the Wavering Bridge. Or whoever wants to stay for that. Does that need to be in the open meeting?
Yeah, we can close
the meeting. Okay. Tammy, sorry, we have a little long.
No, it's okay.
I just think his tag team.
He's gonna chair.
Yeah. You guys are gonna walk with you out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gonna take over now. He'll be great.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, this is kind of where Captain Picard doesn't have his first man. Let's do names around the table for Laura and Amy.
Awesome.
Peter Worthen, we're just figuring that one out.
Yes.
Kyle Fulton.
And then
you'll see how
we're
going to
John Ruger, he's busy. Okay, so he's our couple of you.
TJ.
No, they were just going around the table introducing.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Not
too
soon. Carmen
is
also operations. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm Jess Berger.
Did you introduce our playground consultant?
Yes, our playground expert.
She right. June.
Yep.
Hi, June. I'm Laura.
She gets paid really well with cookies.
Who's friend?
My mom.
Oh. Your mom used to babysit my kids.
Okay.
Thank you, Ellie.
You ready? So,
yeah.
So I'm, because some of you might not be aware of our town center plans, I thought I would start with the town center master plan. So this is the area of the city that the town center is. So City Hall is right here on this triangle. This is Center Street, and then Highway 89, and Main Street, and then I-15, if that kind of orients you to where we are. These are, you know, roughly the boundaries. We have also included this Lake Eaglewood Village development into our town center area that we've studied. In 2016, we adopted a town center master plan, which called for kind of creating a central gathering space for the city. We want it to be walkable, so we have an urban trail system going through it. We want more bike lanes and active transportation. Yes?
The north boundary, is that Odell?
That is 350 or 3800 south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That far, okay.
Mm-hmm. The core of the town center is really around like City Hall, Hatch Park area. But we just use this as a study area. We want pedestrian-focused design on all the buildings. We want comfortable crossings on Highway 89. So we're doing a lot of things to make these happen. We're getting grants. We're meeting with UDOT. We are expanding Hatch Park, which I'll show an image of later. We're going to be getting some type of transit on Highway 89. Whether that be bus rapid transit or enhanced bus, we don't know by the day. It changes, it seems.
You said enhanced bus versus rapid transit bus?
Yes, so bus rapid transit. So usually bus rapid transit would be like center running,
okay.
Like a center lane. Enhanced bus is basically the same thing, but you just have side platforms.
Oh, you have four.
Like side.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it runs on the side, so the stations would be on the side.
Right. Okay.
So it's just like a fancier bus, and it has less stops, so it's just faster. And in the town center, we would have stations at Village Center, which is this Eaglewood Village development in the gravel pit, and then at Highway 89 and Center Street. We anticipate a lot of redevelopment, which you're probably already seeing. Across from City Hall, that's a newer development, Sam's old house. we're establishing architectural standards. Right now we're doing a market study to see what type of retail we might be able to entice to come into our town center. We've done a traffic circulation study. There's going to be a new freeway interchange south of Eaglewood Village here, down here. So there will be better freeway access into and out of North Salt Lake. And then in 2021, we did a branding and wayfinding study. And so we have in that recommendations for signage all through the town center, public art, all the things that you guys were just talking about has already kind of been started. This is on the left is kind of just an illustrative plan of what the town center might develop out to look like. And this is from 2016, the 2016 plan. And then on the right is that's really hard to see from over there, I'm sure, but that's the pedestrian and bicycle network. So it shows these blue lines are some of the trails that we had planned in 2016 to go through. The orange is pedestrian walkways, and green, I think that is, are bike lanes. So that's just to give you an idea of what, like, the vision that we're seeing for the town center. This is the Hatch Park expansion plan, which we just put a request for proposals out to do the final engineering and hire a contractor for.
So is this the design that is going out with the RFP?
Yes.
So
phase two, you can see phase two there.
And it's not the one that has the look of the main station, the main yard.
This is the one that we had a whole committee, which included a bunch of people from this group, I thought. That's what we recommended, and that's what the city council decided to move forward with.
was this option.
But it's in two phases. You can see phase two up there is where we were hoping to maybe get the rec district to put something there, but that we don't know if that's ever going to happen. So
yeah, they would have to bond for it. So this would be like a satellite location for a rec center.
It could still conceivably be a library, since it's not for sure.
So we also in phase two would have a small community center right here, which would have like senior facilities, maybe a small library. The library hasn't been too keen on the idea of giving us a location.
Don't get your hopes up for the library. I can tell you.
But
right,
we'll try our hardest.
We can keep trying. But
are
it's
your
been
hopes
years
up for a rec center? Because it looks like that's not a sure deal.
It might. They just would have to bond for it, and they weren't willing to bond in this round, this like election cycle. So
that one's not as.
But the community center probably is something that the city has more control over. Does Rift Valley get some of the grants and stuff that we might be able to use for that?
We'll figure out a way to do it.
So that'd be more or less a building that we could do different events and things.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also these small buildings here that could be like, I think David had the idea. Was it you who had the idea of like Santa Claus in the wintertime, like make it a little village or something? We could do like a fizz soda shop or something, and they're kind of like they have at the Bountiful Town Square. So anyway, that's the plan. It's going to go all the way up to 150 North and then out to Main, with the exception of this corner, which, you know, in 50 years might develop because it's relatively new. And that's kind of the central gathering space of the town center. So then in 2021, we adopted a branding and wayfinding package for the town center. So this map on the left is kind of points of interest in the city currently. There's not much currently, but we're redeveloping actively. So as we get more points of interest, then we would want to put some of this signage up that points people to these locations. The guideposts of the package were that it would be established, so it would feel like an established center. It would have a historic influence without feeling too rigidly historic in style. It should reflect that contemporary development patterns are modern and simple, and then be connected to nature and be familiar, so reflect on familiar elements of the town center. Here's some examples of what is in the package. So they talk about architecture, what type of architecture we want to see, what the public spaces might look like. They even went as far as like materials that should be within these public spaces, furnishings like benches and garbage cans and bike racks and all those things.
Is art underneath garbage cans? That's what
public, public art's right there. And they have a whole, they have an example of how to procure public art. They have that all in this package. And then they have a signage package as well for the town center. They created a logo specific for the town center. And then these are some of the furnishings. We already are using those street lights on the left. And then those are the types of benches, tables. They even go as far as bollards and the tree grates. I don't know if you've seen those tree grates. They have our city logo on them. Bike racks.
So the city logo and not the city center logo?
Right.
Is there any use of, like, I mean, if we were a train stop in the 19th century, is there any visual references to, like, any kind of logos or public signage from the 19th century?
When we reviewed the logos with the city council, so they had three different logos. One of them looked like the historic Bamberger one, but that wasn't selected.
Oh.
It looks like, whatever what you've shown me, it looks a little more European, really clean, kind of looks like a train stop, but not a historic one, but a more hip one.
Hip train stop.
Yeah.
And then as far as public art goes, they wanted it to be unique in the local market, have a wide range of potential features, encourage color and creativity,
connect to the growing demographic, focus on materials and forms, and broad representation from many different groups. The plan for the public arts, sorry, I'm trying to read this, it's so small. So they want it to be required as a component of like new developments, but also it can be put in, you know, after the fact or before the fact. And so we wanted, they recommended some locations, some potential locations, key viewpoints or corridors along Highway 89, landmark art, they would want landmark art at major intersections, a mural program for ongoing art additions, main entries to key destinations, and then plaza and park spaces is where they want to locate the public art. So here are some examples of the public art that they have in this package. As far as the Veterans Memorial goes, we have a big wall right behind the amphitheater, and I thought that might be a good opportunity for a mural because it's just a big blank concrete wall. That might be a really good spot to put a mural. And as far as the actual sign, I was talking to Camille about how I feel like it should be incorporated into public art somehow. You have a statue of a veteran or something in there that has the name of the park on it, instead of just putting a rock in the park, make it kind of unique.
And also explain what the element is that's there currently.
Yeah.
Why the tiles have words that have to do with veterans.
Yep.
To explain the art.
Yeah. So I think you can make it unique, and it can really kickstart the public art component of the town center. We're trying to convince the brothel, the apartment building on the southwest corner.
Not an active brothel.
Of Main and Center. It's allegedly
historical.
A historic brothel.
They called it a speakeasy back in
the day. We're always trying to convince them to do a mural on the side of their building, which would be really cool. Right across from
the artists.
Yeah, we're always trying to convince them to do that. So we'll wear them down maybe. Yeah,
they want to do that because they are an artist family, because the old Bamberger station, they've actually had art shows there.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should ask them if they want us to participate.
Well, so here's the old.
You guys want to talk about this?
He just wanted to see where it was because he had in the. So this building on the corner, that's an apartment now, and it actually has a. I actually stayed in it not too long ago because they do have a. They have a couple of areas of B&B in it. It's kind of fun. They own the land of the south here. And then they live over here in the old Bamberger, and they're artists.
So there's like historic railroad buildings there that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's unique.
Yep. Those apartments,
huh? And that's what they want to do. They want to build something there that would be of an art nature.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to speak easy.
On the night of the auto show, you can just jump the fence and walk through there and see it. Well, cops look at you. On the night of the auto show, you just jump the fence.
Oh, because all of the cops are going to be there.
Oh, right.
Well, we actually, if anybody wants to take a historical tour of the city, I used to give those. I haven't done for a while, but that whole area there, we can walk down there and talk about the buildings that are there that are historical.
Do we have to make it a public meeting, or should we make it?
No.
It's a chance.
Meeting. As long as we're not discussing business, it's just a tour. And we don't have to do it as a whole group, because we'd have to get a van or something, which we can. But I've taken just, you know, four or five people at a time, and we've driven around the city because we've got a lot of history in the city that a lot of people don't know about.
I'm writing down Van with Stan, and
I'm totally one of those.
Well, I have no idea. I think the county might loan us one of their things if we wanted to do it that way. I've talked about that.
I'll call you.
Or we can just get in somebody's Suburban or a little bigger. Or
I like the Van with Stan. Yeah.
It's also on my list of things to do to create a like self-guided walking tour.
Yeah, we could do that as well. But I've got a drive-around tour that will take all different sites in the city, and we got pictures and everything to see what was there at one time. And
if we contact the Montaneros and the Shaws, we will. Diane, did you know John died?
Yeah, oh yeah, I knew he died, but
she's there. But anyway,
yeah, I haven't talked.
Maybe go down there too.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her, but I did talk to him when I got the Airbnb, and he kind of told me what he would like to do there. But his parking's kind of an issue and some other things, but I still think we could work with him to get something in there that would be really kind of cool, like a little restaurant that was artistic for art people.
Totally. Yeah.
And that's what he's
basement, called. Secret door.
Yeah, that's in the other building. The other building had a lot of interesting things in it when I was a kid. And stairways that were just filled with boxes because there'd be storage in it. But it's like, why is this stairway in the middle of the building and it's kind of hidden behind these doors?
Yeah. Well, that's exciting, Stan. Thank you for adding that to it. We'll make a plan with Stan in the van.
Yes.
There you go.
We can do it anytime.
Anyway, so that's kind of the plan for the public art in the town center. Like I said, this document came with the document came with how to set up like a procurement policy to a procurement plan to get the art, but it's difficult to like find the community too, so that's where I think you guys could be a really big help if we were going to set that up. And then as far as a signage plan for the town center, there are five different types of signs in this. There's the gateway sign, which is like the entrances into the town center. It would be at L4. A trail sign, which would be along those urban trails that I pointed out earlier. Auto-oriented signs are primarily going to be on Highway 89 as you're driving 45 miles an hour. And then map signs will probably come later. Those would be ones that are, it's literally just like a map so you can see the different points of interest in the town center.
You are here.
Yeah. And then pedestrian signs would be, they could have, I'll show you later. So these are the gateway signs that are as you enter into the town center. And again, this whole package was adopted by the city council, so this is what they want to do. And these are like fabrication ready. We just have to get the funding to do it.
And those are the colors? Or is...
Yeah, there's a whole color.
There's a whole palette.
Yeah, there's a whole palette.
Okay.
This is like black and white, obviously.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the left, that's not what it's
okay.
going to be.
That's what it is.
Yeah. this is what the trail signs would look like. And we probably have things that say like X number of minutes to City Hall, X number of minutes to the post office, whatever it might be.
And those are trail, like on the route trail?
No, these are urban trails within the town center. This is all within the town center only.
But I just need a sixth element, which would be the Mile High. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, this is not, this is only the town center.
Gotcha.
These signs should not be used anywhere outside of the town center.
Okay.
This is the auto-oriented sign. We had talked too with some consultants about getting one of those freeway signs, like a brown sign, to be like North Salt Lake Town Center, so you get off the freeway to get to the town center. And then the map sign, that's what the map sign would look like. And then this is the pedestrian sign. I didn't know how to explain this. It has like four sides and you can put whatever you want. So you can have it be like the trail signs, you can put the map on it, you could even put some history, like this used to be here in this spot. Which could be pretty cool. And then these are banners that would hang on our street lights. Yeah, right?
And those are the color schemes. There's
yeah, these are kind of the
shapes. This screen isn't
one second.
Great. The blue has a little bit more.
48.
Do they say 24 by 49? And then the orange has kind of a three shades of that. And the green has three shades of
that. So, Allie, would these banners be interchangeable with how they do in Bountiful City, where they have, and in Salt Lake City, where they put new banners in for like, here's the holiday.
Yeah, we already have some of that. Yeah. If you look across from City Hall, we already have some.
We have the Liberty Fest ones up right now.
Oh, okay. And they're definitely the right size.
On 350, they're on 350 East, in front of those apartments. So the new town center branding, like the hosts on that street. So we've got banners up right now, and then also right across from City Hall on down that south side.
Yeah,
don't notice that the banners are
anyway, that's kind of it. And so I didn't want to have you guys get too far into talking about signage at the Veterans Memorial until you have some context.
Wonderful.
And this was more of the branding that I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
We've already done it.
It's really just
being
this.
Being informed by this.
Yeah. That's good.
So what we'd love is some ideas from you guys about what we could do there.
I have a suggestion about the Veterans Park mural. I think if it's a Veterans Park mural and it's in front of City Hall, I think it'd be very expensive. I understand this, and it's probably maybe not feasible, but I think it'd be worth looking into a different medium than paint, like having it be like a tile mural or something, because I think that it would be more permanent, but I think also it'd be, I think, a bit more meaningful because it is like the centerpiece of our town center.
Yeah.
So it would be
last a long
time.
Thank you. I think that's a great idea. And you'd be less likely to get tagged or something. Yeah.
Well, there's sprinklers too that go that probably hit that wall.
Oh, yeah. Do they hit the wall?
Not as much anymore.
They probably do because there's grass right below it. And so paint would probably be worn off by the sprinklers.
Okay. That just gave me an artist idea, artist name of somebody who does that.
Explain
the triangle corner on the south side of City Hall.
Oh.
Yeah, what's happening there? I've gotten a lot of comments on through social media about people wanting to
do that as a
conservation garden.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I should have never asked any questions since we are way past time.
Thank you
to
for
leave.
Asking that. And that's
but only because, like I said, it just has come up in some messages on social media.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought that it would be the RV storage. I mean, that whole south end of that.
That's supposed to be condos.
Oh, soon.
Yeah, that's all been approved. It's just been a long time.
Several
done
different
anything.
Owners.
Yeah.
It's gone through some different changes.
It's not the same with City Edge.
It's a big one, too.
Yeah.
It's huge, but nothing's happened. So.
So this is City Hall. This is the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater. We recently acquired this piece back here too, and so that's potential for some plaza space, kind of an entry into the city, into the core of the
Ooh,
town
important.
Center.
Yes.
There's also been discussion about maybe potentially closing off Main Street at Highway 89. We're not sure if that's going to happen yet.
Well, it's kind of part of a study now. You'll notice they have put a pipeline there, so it is closed off.
Yes,
so
we.
So
we
they're
have,
so they're monitoring.
Oh, the construction.
Yes.
The oh, we can feel it in City Hall. Yeah.
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 So they're
no,
monitoring.
I'm just trying to get
they're monitoring
there.
Traffic
oh, yeah.
flow
it's
now.
Because that's such a it's such an unsafe place.
Yeah.
And you're driving
Absolutely.
This, so we don't come up there.
And,
yeah.
and we've actually
that's
talked about
funny.
Changing the road so that it tees at a 90, but that seemed real expensive and hard to do, but.
Yeah, so we did a traffic circulation study, and then now we're getting some traffic counts with it being closed off for construction to kind of inform that and see what actually might be happening on the ground if we closed it. But if that did happen, that would open it up for even more plaza space, and we would definitely make sure there was some type of a bike pedestrian connection that that punches through that plaza space. So keep that under your hat too, that that's a future option.
I'm sure you've already considered like access for the police station in and out.
Yeah, we've got our engineers that review all those things. So
and
that we don't
right
have
now
to
they're handicapped a bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's
maybe a future consideration for some plaza space and artwork and things like that.
Big statue.
Does that kind of help? Mel, is that what you were wanting?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We've actually talked about that very triangle. So what were you gonna say?
I just have a comment. As we're talking about murals and artwork and whatever, it's interesting as I go to other cities and look at murals and other artworks that has been done there, and they brought in artists from Minnesota and from Florida and Texas and some local, but I kind of think, not saying we have to do this exclusive, but I kind of think we put a lot of artists in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be cool if we had a big focus on local artists. As I mean, you can still have your Floridians or whoever come in, but I think if we had a really big focus on North Salt Lake artists, I think that would be really cool and keep it local.
And you know who we should involve is Lakeview Printing, because they've started it long ago. Got their mural like right there in their building. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yep,
right on Highway 89 is a little print shop, and they've got their mural right there.
It was unincorporated.
Salt Lake City years ago, as you know, probably have noticed, years ago they painted murals on a lot of buildings. And they just paid through that through some grants and funding. And one of the buildings was a place I was working at the time. And the artist would come in and worked on the side of the building. It's on 2nd South and 2nd East there. It was interesting, but it's still there. The painting on the wall is still there.
South Salt Lake is adding about 10 or 12 every year.
Yeah.
Well,
no, they're also on
Walls
and
cool
utility,
program.
Like right here.
Boxes and stuff. Like, you just find these really cool places because it beautifies things.
Are you trying to find Lakeview? There it is. There's their mural right there.
Yeah.
Printing process.
Oh, yeah, right on. You can zoom in.
How would the industrial area feel about like those buildings and getting some restaurants or some activity going on down there, like South Salt Lake? I mean, that's
well, if you look, if you find a canvas wall,
and naturally a canvas,
let's put it on a list, and then maybe we can approach the owners and make a deal. I mean, when Salt Lake did it, they said, "Hey, look, we'll if you let us paint your wall, then we'll there's no charge to you, and we'll make sure it's maintained." You know, if there's graffiti on it or anything like that, they'd come in and clean it off. So, of course, graffiti doesn't, you know, end up getting on those quite as much, but they put a protective coat, you know, over the top so it's easier to take off and those kind of things. So, I think that was the deal Salt Lake made with the businesses back when they did it way, way back when. A long time ago, 40 years ago, you know, but it was kind of fun. You know, some of them bigger than.
So they established a budget of...
I think they came up with a budget, and they used local artists. I think the people I knew were all from locally, University of Utah, a lot of them, but...
Cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so if we wanted to get details about, you know, how much it would cost the city to...
I have to do a little bit of work and see, I guess, again, the... Salt Lake figures would probably be so old at one
point. Well, South Salt Lake might be a really good analog for us.
Have we thought about starting up like a pointless rival?
And then grants are available for that kind of stuff.
I like that idea a lot. Yeah, we could have our softball teams play each other.
Yeah.
It'd just be coming up with something that would, you know, go into the city. But again, most of it would be looking around and finding, you know, spots that you think somebody might think would look cool.
Right.
We don't want to.
You know, like there's just so many little spots.
Yeah.
Was Dennis still
on
there?
No, Dennis is gone.
I think he sold it.
Just the last 2 years?
This last year.
Are you talking about Neighbors Market?
Yeah. Sold by an Indian family.
Yeah. We just interviewed him.
Did you?
Last week,
too. Nice.
No, Dennis.
Huh?
We interviewed Dennis.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He owns the building still.
Oh, yeah.
He just doesn't own the neighbor's market.
There we go. So there's the wall. There's the city hall.
It's definitely getting pretty cool.
Or the little three-tier walls, too.
Yeah.
But the big wall is a bigger presence.
Yeah, those are benches, kind of.
The South Branch Library, a whole bunch of years ago, had kids come and draw tiles, and they tiled those bathrooms down in the kids' area. With those tiles, they can still there. I don't. Is is that something we could do? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of fun? To just
certainly put it out there and see how it compares to other options.
Yes, it'd be one of the three options.
Yeah.
And even if you did a portion of the wall like that, where like maybe they honor somebody or they in their family, like they draw a picture of them, and they could have a tile.
I think the front of an army tank.
There you go.
The gun hanging out. Pointing to the apartments across the condos across the street. Just kidding.
It looks like you guys have some good things to talk about
so
at your next meeting.
Thank you very much, Allie, for coming to do that too. And is that helpful?
And thanks for coming and joining.
Yeah. I just have one more comment too. Like, I've lived all over the United States and I think that we need more dinosaurs here. Like, everyone outside of Utah knows of Utah as being the place where dinosaurs were, and we need more dinosaurs. And they've been popular for 65 million years. So, right. like we've got to find artists that do more with that.
Got it. Okay, that's
interesting.
Yeah. At the very least, get
at the very least,
get that.
Get a Sinclair like bones, or,
yeah, have Sinclair sponsor something.
Jeff, that's pretty cool.
One thing
just
about
plant some fake fossils in the gravel pit.
That's true. Well, like, how great would the conservation garden, if we have a conservation garden in that corner, have like a velociraptor in the middle of it, you know?
Not a velociraptor, a Utah raptor.
Yeah, Utah raptor.
It's an actual,
And just give you a sample of the history tour, we do have an area in the city where Native Americans from a long, long time ago used to stay all summer long down there by the Jordan River. They did an archaeological find down there, found their camp and everything, so.
Where's that?
Huh?
Isn't that over by the gun club?
It's kind of where the gun club used to be. Yeah, it's more, it's kind of big.
There used to be a gun club.
Salt Lake Gun Club.
We gotta go. The gun club is where the Amazon warehouse is.
Well, except it's more, it's not, it hasn't been covered up by anything. It's down a little bit. Okay. This is where their area was. When they were bringing in the Legacy Highway, they wanted to make sure they weren't taking out something, and they had grants to do that. So the dig area was basically right in this area here. So it's still.
And where's Porter's Landing?
And what was their original?
So that's the Porter's Landing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the trail.
Yeah.
This is open space over here right now. Yeah. This is where the right in this area generally. I never got to go
was
out.
Was what?
Huh?
Was
the archaeological dig from there.
And I've been trying to get some details on them, but they're kind of secrety about those things. No, I found that you have to have.
I'm trying to show you. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it. Yeah, out of the way. Yeah. I've got my reference to this place, Dan. We put that on the tour.
What?
The dig.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not much you can get to there, but this is what's cool, too. This is the maze, the corn maze.
Oh, corn maze.
Yeah, you can see that. And if you look close, you can see that it's actually...
Crossy Ranch. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
You can actually see that it's an artistic drawing with things in it. This one's not quite as cool as some I've seen. One was a hand cart.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's maybe another action item for another day.
Yeah.
cheat on the corn bellies maze. Any other items to govern the action items part of the agenda? No? All right.
So Linda, do you have like a master list for the first and third that you're gonna populate? And then I think it might be helpful if you have acute needs to come back by email to this group and say, look, I really need ding, ding, ding.
Kind of what I did tonight.
Aha, okay.
No, but here, let me tell you, I also still have the Health and Wellness Committee to go after.
And I knew we'd see you tonight, so I saved it for tonight.
Yeah,
but
and then
rather in the email, I could go back.
And then I've got the City Hall employees are my next group.
Okay,
so
all right.
We will get them filled.
Okay.
But thank you, yes.
All right. Do I stretch a motion to adjourn, or somebody else?
Just ask for a motion.
adjourn.
There's no second or anything.
All right. Well, I guess I'm motioning to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. I feel like I need a gavel.